This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We talked briefly about Joe Burrow playing a couple of series. They score a couple of touchdowns. Good to see him out there and Ja'Marr Chase out there with the first team. We saw Anthony Richardson, you know, with the pinky. Now, that is not an injury that's going to, I think, have him miss any time whatsoever. It was dislocated. They popped it back into place. But when you look at a team like that, and I bring him up only because it involves Daniel Jones, who for Giant fans, near and dear here, of course.
Right.
This is more a bigger conversation about you. How are there some guys that no matter what they do, no matter what hit they take, get right back up and are back under center and never seem to miss a game, a week, anything? And then there are other guys that are just so injury prone that you, if like you're a fan of the Colts, even if you think Anthony Richardson is going to be your quarterback, how can you have any confidence he's going to last the season?
Well, it's tough, right? That's why you do have a guy like Daniel Jones in there who, you know, listen, Daniel is going to be the starter. But as far as injury, like Anthony Richardson, he's had a bad streak of injuries, right? And on top of that, I think when you look at him from a quarterback position, he necessarily hasn't matured at the position. So injuries like this only feel like a setback because he hasn't lived up to the expectation in which he was drafted at. Like this guy was supposed to be a franchise leader, meaning a cornerstone altogether. I think in the division they're playing in, when you look at the expectation they had now have for Cam Ward, you see CJ Stroud. Like, he's supposed to be a part of that momentum within that division as far as a guy that you need to watch out for. We haven't seen that. So injuries like this, I think, yes, I expect him to get over it. I mean, it's just a finger. A reference to why guys are able to snap back into others, I think it's just that every guy's different.
I get that. But, you know, you look at guys like, you know, Eli never seemed to miss a game until he took himself out, as, you know, Boomer's always mentioned. We always have fun with that. Brett Favre, you know, would take a beating and just would go right back out there.
Like, yeah, I played with Big Ben, who always
played.
Always played no matter what the injury was. I think it's just the makeup of the guy.
I'll give you a guy, Chad Pennington.
What was Chad's issue?
Chad was a really good player, but he did get hurt a lot.
Yeah, you know? It was a lot of his shoulder issues, right?
Yeah. it's you're right. It's the makeup of the guy, yes. But what I would wonder is there something that some guys do differently? Is it knowing how to get sacked, knowing when to throw the ball away and not take that big hit? Is it the way they train? Is it the way they eat?
Well, listen, mistake. I was always taught this, especially my early years in football. Like, mistakes can get guys hurt, right? And the play in which Anthony Richardson got hurt, he just didn't see the guy coming off the edge.
Right.
It was a hot. And so those type of things happen. Nevertheless, man, like, if you're not on your P's and Q's, you do put yourself more at risk of getting hurt. Certain guys do know how to play. Like, one thing Ben was able to do is he knew how to, he had a move called a dead leg. Anytime he had a guy kind of wrapped around his lower body, he was able to kind of drop one leg and make it go dead. So a guy couldn't, you know, if a guy was to kind of latch on, he would let that leg go limp and pull out of it, right? And so there's little quarterbacks know how to operate within a pocket, especially when guys are, you know, kind of clinging on to him. Certain quarterbacks have that savvy. They are able to use their feet more, kind of use their body. every quarterback's built different. I think Anthony Richardson, from the offense he came from in college, like he was a dual threat quarterback. So a lot of him was just kind of implementing his body on the defender. Now he's having to sit in the quarterback and take those hits. I don't know if he's necessarily built for that.
There's a guy like, and I can hear myself from years ago having this conversation about Lamar Jackson, that I always was concerned Lamar Jackson wouldn't stay healthy because I always thought his build was not as thick as some other guys, and his ability to run, I always thought he would take a hit that would knock him out for God knows how long.
Yep.
Do you get that sense from Jaden Daniels? I know he made it through last year no problem for the most part, and he played a fabulous rookie season. Does a guy like that concern you health-wise?
No, because last year he led the Commanders in rushing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of it. That's what I mean.
Right, and I think he's probably bulked up a little bit, and I honestly don't know if they want him to be that guy again. I think he had to be last year for the success of the team. It's good that he kind of has that as an option, that he can kind of tuck it and go and propel the offense. But I also think for Jaden Daniels, man, a lot of these guys, and this is for a lot of these guys who drafted last year and this year, a lot of these guys haven't grown into their grown man body. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, some guys don't spread out until they're 25, 26 years old. So some of these guys are still kind of in that youthful body. And so that's why you got to give guys time to develop. You just don't want them to deal with or get into any catastrophic injuries that may kind of set that back. But Jaden Daniels, I think he's good. I think he's fine as far as an endurance standpoint.
Now, bringing it back to the Giants in some degree, because they're playing in what is a very difficult division, I would think, with Jaden Daniels and what the Commanders did, and the Eagles, of course, win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys always seem to have their number. You've got two major issues, though, in that division now, with Parsons and with McLaurin. With the McLaurin thing, which is a lot quieter than the, and I don't know why that is. I'm sure
they don't have to pay him. They're still
well. They don't have to pay Micah either,
right? Both guys.
But my point is, the Micah thing seems like it leads every sports football show, and maybe because it's the Cowboys, maybe because it's Jerry Jones talks more than anybody else. But the McLaurin one to me is almost as big as the Parsons one, because he's like Daniel's go-to guy. And the thing I read this morning was, and again, it's a report. I'm not saying this is factual, but it was a report that he's looking for $31, $32 million a year,
right,
and Washington's offering 24.
I thought it was 27. I thought they bumped up to 27, and he's looking for 30.
That's still not close.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they don't have to move. And so, because they just recently paid him, I think, a year or two.
So do you think either of these two things get done? Because neither has to pay them. Do you think anything gets done with either?
So for the Commanders, it's different, because I think they have about $75 million in salary cap space, right? And they don't have any edge pressure. They still need to make additions on that team to make them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Relevant. Valid. Mm-hmm. They went far. They made a good run with Jaden Daniels, excuse me. But this team is no longer a secret. Right, they're going to have to beef up this roster for them to get to where they want to get to and compete against the Eagles and some of the other elite teams in the NFC. In reference to Michael Parsons, you know, I think from Jerry's standpoint, all his investments haven't come true. You know, they paid Dak. Dak mm-hmm. got hurt. Nothing's come from that, right? They now have CeeDee Lamb, who they paid, but CeeDee is now, you know, people feel like they're going to see the best of CeeDee because of George Pickens, because of the roles they're going to be able to play. So Jerry, from his standpoint, is like, man, I'm tired of writing these checks and not getting the output that I expect. So I'm not about to pay another guy who's going to, he wants Myles Garrett money, so to speak. And, who knows what we're going to get from him. We know he's an elite pass rusher, but they need more out of Michael Parsons, especially off the field. I think some of the podcast stuff does wear thin for Jerry and the Cowboys. And it's tough. It's tough because Jerry's a big mouth himself.
Exactly.
So I get that. So,
yeah. All right. So where's the end game then? Did they trade him? Like if you were a betting man right now, is McLaurin signed for week one and ready to go? And is Michael Parsons a Cowboy week one?
I can see Micah being signed before McLaurin.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's a need. Like, I still see the Jaden Daniels and this offense being able to win without Terry McLaurin. I mean, you have Debo. You have some pieces. You have a new ramped offensive line. You have a run game. You have a big time quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You can win. Still have Zach Ertz at tight end. Like, they have weapons that they can lean on.
Let me bring it the other way. What if, knowing that Mike is making $24 million this year, it's not like he's on a, making $500,000. He's got a $24 million contract for this year. If he doesn't play, he doesn't get paid, and he gets fined. Do you play hardball with him, knowing that when he does get out there, because he will eventually get out there, he's not going to just say goodbye to $24 million.
Right?
He's there, but he's not practicing.
Yeah,
yesterday was a back injury.
Yeah,
but he's
tomorrow
there.
Will be a shoulder.
But if you choose not to play in the games, he will be fined and he's not going to be paid. So it's pretty big, significant.
I think I read somewhere he's prepared to, if they trade him to some, I know there was reports of them trade him to the Rams. Like, he's like, I'm not going to the Rams. Like, if I go to some team that I don't want to play for, I have no problems with retiring.
All right.
I don't know. Of course he's not going to retire, but that's been speculated.
I guess, so my point is, my question would be, would you not expect the absolute best out of him because you would think he's playing for a new deal? You would think he's trying to showcase himself to the league in case of trade. You might get the best version of him that you might ever see.
I don't know, because I feel like in Micah's eyes, he's done... Like, his tape pops. You know what I mean? Like, he's done
it
enough.
It does.
Right. So, but it's like, I don't need... else do I have to show you that the NFL hasn't seen already?
I'll play devil's advocate with you. Last time I checked, he was on the field last year against the Lions. And they gave up 1,000 points in one game. And it was one of the worst games in the history of the franchise. He was on the field.
Yeah, but I also would attest that the Lions are one of the best offenses in football.
I'm not saying they're not.
And defensively, I would say this. They didn't tap out. They just didn't have enough.
What happened to the playoff game against Green Bay?
They got roasted.
He was on the field for that game, too.
Yeah, but he's... We know it takes more than one guy to impact.
Of course it does. What I'm saying is, as important as he is...
Yes.
And he is. I'm not diminishing that. I love watching him play. He's a fabulous player. I also have seen them get their doors blown off because the defense can't stop a Cole. I mean, just... Terrible.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with scheme. I mean, you let go of Dan Quinn, who I thought really had his hand on what that defense should look like and play like. And
he was the coordinator against the Packers.
He was. But you talk about that whole year. I mean, that defense was pretty legit until I think, one, they slept on the Packers. Two, I think they got out schemed. But overall, you look at that whole year, that defense is on par.
Sure.
So that's where I'm going. As far as Mozzie Smith, I think they really kind of screwed him up. They asked him to lose weight. They asked him to gain weight. They haven't got a lot of production out of him. Dexter Lawrence. I'm talking about that. Just went to the Broncos. I forget his name.
Just went to the Broncos.
The DN. I'm losing his name. I apologize.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway, he didn't show up to the party. So I think there's multiple reasons. And DeRon Bland was injured a bunch. So
100%. When he played, he was phenomenal.
He was great.
I agree with all that. I can see where... the hesitancy to just not give in to all his demands and what he wants.
Yeah, I think Jerry's tired of writing the check.
That's and he did miss significant time last year. That's not a made-up story. That is factual, that he did miss significant time with injury last year, too. So the whole thing, and it's all salary cap related, which drives you nuts, and that's part of the problem.
That's a lot of it. Yeah.
They don't have the luxury that Washington has. With the cap space.
At all.
So, and I didn't realize, I knew Washington cap space. I don't know it was that much.
It's a lot. But this is a team that needs more pieces. They're not, they had the great run last year, but they need more to compete, especially if they want to be on the level of the Eagles. And I think the dark horse of the NFC is going to be the Broncos, the Rams.
I think
Stafford and that whole crew.
But he's injured again.
Yeah. But he'll be.
I don't know how serious it is, but he is injured again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.